The Lord is good. And all the time, you have your seat. Before you have your seat, just tell somebody you're welcome. God bless you. Say, God bless you. Those of you who say the same thing, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. And all the time. Amen. And I pray that even this as we are going to enter, who can tell us the theme of this month? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we didn't all remember it was only for our will. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, I don't know, but I will rejoice. Praise the Lord. In 2022, I'm going to rejoice and enter 22 with rejoicing, with the song of hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want us to just say, I will enter 2022 with joy in the name of Jesus. I will enter 2022 with rejoicing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. None be missing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So today we read that scripture. I'm going to read it again. We are going to read that scripture. John 5 from 1 to 5. Praise the Lord. The topic for today is Jesus, the story changer. Praise the Lord. Jesus, the story changer. Hallelujah. Because the reason why he came, the reason why he was born is to change our story. Praise the Lord. And he's still doing it, and he will continue to do it. Because it doesn't change. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to read that scripture again. The book of John 5, 1 to 15. Hallelujah. He said, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is a Jerusalem by the sheep market, a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In this lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Praise the Lord. You know, they were all waiting there. They had a purpose to be healed, right? Praise the Lord. Their purpose of going there because they've heard that anybody, the first person to enter into the water, the pool, will get healed because there is an angel that comes to trouble the water. I don't know how many of you remembered is it in the East? They say there's one river that people get healed. I don't know the truth about that. So the extent people started drinking more. The mud, they finished. I don't think it's a river or it's just a pool of body of water. Lake, yeah. So the other day, more people were, you know, inside, and I was wondering, is that
it happened in Enugu State? We're not sure whether it's where.
Maybe somebody got healed. It's possible.
It's possible.
But for others, even the mud, I was saying, God have mercy. Praise the Lord. But when they show, I saw the pictures of the thing, even mud. So you can imagine how these people felt. Because thank God that we don't have problems. Until you have problems, you don't know what people that have problems are going through. I'm telling you. If you don't have, if you are not going through, you don't know what they are going through. I'm telling you. So for them to go to that extent, even more they are taking, that tells you the extent of which the problem is. Praise the Lord. So the same thing with those people, they went there. If I can just be the first person to go there, if I can just be the first person to enter there, praise the Lord. They all went there. He said, this is the lay great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then, first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease. he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity. 38 years. 38, that's a long time to be going through such trauma. You know the trauma. He has lost hope already. I'm telling you, when you go through even 1 year, we're already crying that, ah, God, how can? How can? Talk about 38 years. I'm telling you, until you go through certain things, you will not understand. You don't be saying, don't worry, take it easy. God will do it. But the person doesn't feel what you're saying because the person is going through a lot. Inside, he has given up hope, but just wants to be talking about it to feel better. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But I'm telling you that God can do it if we believe in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, without being made whole. Jesus saw him. Jesus located him in that place. The Bible did not record if he was the only one that was healed. It was, you know, all we know that he was healed. Praise the Lord. There are so many people, but God can locate you out of the multitude. That's the truth. There are so many people that bear the same name, the same first name, the same last name, but God knows how to pick you from the midst of the crowd. Praise the Lord. That's one thing we must understand. Hallelujah. The potent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another step down before. Jesus asked me a very simple question. Do you want to be made whole? He was not telling stories. Praise the Lord. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. Because it was his time to be healed. Because it was his time to be favored. It was his time for his story to change. He has tarried in that thing for too long. Praise the Lord. He has tarried in that thing for too long. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Praise the Lord. Even though there are so many protocols of men. The Jew therefore said unto him that was cured, it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. Hallelujah. If you were the one, will you feel? Those are people's enemies of progress. It's true. I am healed. You don't want me to be healed. 38 years. You like me like that. Ah. May God forgive you. You are telling me why. He answered them, he that made me whole, the same they said unto me, take up thy bed and walk. He doesn't want to be in trouble. He said, I didn't just do it. The person that they said, I should take up my bed and walk. Praise the Lord. That tells you that God will always break the protocols of men. Hallelujah. The protocol, because we believe in protocols too much. And those are the things that are disturbing us. Praise the Lord. He said, take up. The person told me, take up my bed. He didn't tell me that this is Sabbath day. You don't need to carry it. Just wait. After Sabbath, you can go and pick up. Jesus didn't tell him that. He said, take up your bed and do what? Walk. That's what he said. He knew that it was Sabbath day. But he knew that it was time for him to be healed. That was why Jesus, it was his time. That's why Jesus said, take up your bed and walk. It does not matter whether it's Sabbath day or not. I have come that they might be healed. I have come that they might be saved. That's why he came. Hallelujah. That's why he came. What are you believing God for today? God is not interested in the protocols of men. He's interested in people that would serve him in truth and in spirit. Hallelujah. He will break every protocols. So shall it be concerning us in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Then ask them, what man is that which said unto you, take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wished not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. He didn't even know Jesus. Talk less of you that know Jesus. Praise the Lord. In Acts 4:12, he said, as many that at his name, every knee will bow. Hallelujah. He said at his name, Acts 4 verse 12. Not asked for, sorry. I'm talking about the word of God. Hallelujah. Philippians 2, verse 10 to 11. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Talking of us that know him. He didn't even know who. Go to Philippians 2, 9 to 11. He said, wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every other name. 10. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should what bow of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth. He gave us that name. When he was there, he had the authority to speak and say, you, take up your cross. Take up your bed and walk. Why? Because he was here. And he spoke. Each time he speak, sickness respond. Praise the Lord. Infirmities respond. The devil has no choice but to let go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He gave us that name. He said that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth. Hallelujah. Go to 11. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Amen.
I want to let us know in Romans 10, 10, it says, for everyone that calls upon the name of the Lord will be what? Saved. Anyone that calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Hallelujah. If you call upon him, you will be saved. If you call upon him, you will be healed. You know, as many that believe on him, they will be what? Saved in the name of Jesus. You know, I like one thing about Hebrews 11, 6, that say without faith it's impossible to please God. So we must have faith in him. We might be looking at that the man, go back to John 5. We stopped at 12, right? You might be looking at the man and say, this man doesn't even know Jesus. But he knew that there's an angel that comes to the water, that comes to trouble the water. That means that he believes in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Jesus, he did not know. But Jesus proved himself to him by doing what? Healing him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He didn't know him. Talk about we that know him. Let's go to 13. Let's go to 13. He said, and he that was healed wished not who it was. For Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. 14. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He says, sin no more. I don't know if the man was a sinner or anything, but Jesus told him, do not continue in sin so that, praise the Lord, do not continue in sin so that the worst ailment do not come unto you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That will not be our portion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
But I want us to see that Hebrews 11, verse 6. He said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. In this dispensation that we are in, you know, we have read the book of Philippians 2, verse 10, that says that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have read that. And we also read Romans 10, 13. So for everyone that calls upon the name of Jesus shall be saved. Praise the Lord. So Hebrews 6 is saying, okay, let's read it together. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10 and Romans 10, 13. So whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be what? Saved. Praise the Lord. Sometimes when we read it, we just think like just our salvation. You'll be saved, yes. You can be saved from sickness. You can be saved from trouble. Praise the Lord. It's not just you say, oh, and then I will become, if I believe in, I've now become a child of God. That's not just what it is. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Hebrews 11, verse 6. He said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Praise the Lord. So without faith in the word of God, because some people be saying, how? The one that has said that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Praise the Lord. And he that called upon his name shall be what? Saved. So that means that we must have faith in his word. To have faith in him, you must have faith in his word. Praise the Lord. Because he left his word, he left his name for us. Then the word is there to guide us. Because the word tells us his attribute. The word shows us the power. The power of his might. Praise the Lord. Amen. So when we have faith in the word, it acts. The word begins to work for us. It comes alive. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why it's a problem as a child of God when you're not studying the word of God. Because the only way you can have faith is studying the word and fellowshipping. Having faith, studying the word is very important. It's very important. If you're a Christian and you are not studying the word, how? How do you want to call upon the name? And in times of trouble, you will see that you are distressed. You will see that in times of trouble, you are confused. Because you do not know where to go. Hallelujah. Amen. But we have a father that cares. A father that loves us. He gave us the word of God. The word that has never changed, still the same. Jesus never changed. The Bible says Jesus is the word. The word that has not changed. Forget about the doctrines of men. The only way that your faith can be built is on the word. And by the testimonies of others, praise the Lord. We need the word of God to build our faith. We need the word of God, you know, so that we can activate the faith that we have in him to receive from his throne. Praise the Lord. I want to beg us this morning. At his name, every knee will confess. At his name, we can be delivered, but we must believe. You cannot have one leg in and one leg out. Praise the Lord. What is Christianity? The follower of what? Jesus. Hallelujah. What is Christianity? We are Christ-like. Hallelujah. He has already redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. Galatians 3:13. But we must. He has already delivered us. We must believe in his word. We must. If we do not study the word of God, we'll be dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is the Lord be good to you? Hallelujah. If we look at the book of Isaiah 40, 29 to 31. Isaiah 40, 29 to 31. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. See, but they that wait upon the Lord Hallelujah. Say with me, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Who are those that wait upon the Lord? Those that have faith. Praise the Lord. Those that have faith. Those that believe. Your faith can only be activated when you study the word of God. It can be activated when you fellowship. It is very important to study the word. You need the word of God for the Lord to even minister to your spirit. Praise the Lord. When Jesus was leaving, he said, I'm going to bring the spirit. The Holy Spirit is a comforter. To do what to them? To remind them of the things of God. He's not coming to say, hello, beginner Timmy, did you hear what Jesus said? That's not what it is. In your spirit, when you study the word of God inside, it brings it to your mind. If there's nothing there, nothing. You know, when you talk about a computer, they said garbage in and garbage out, right? It's whatever you put inside that it brings out. If there's nothing there, nothing will come out. So if you do not have the word of God inside, empty, there's a vacuum. And you have already opened the door for the devil to act. You know, that's what the devil likes. When he knows that the word of, you don't have the word of God, he will mess you up. God will not allow that in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let's look at Acts 4:12. He said, there is there no salvation. There is neither is there salvation any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There's no other name. Praise the Lord. Let us rise on our feet this morning. Let's begin to pray for ourselves. I don't know if there's any of us, we have not been studying the word. We don't have time. You know, sometimes we don't have time. If you don't create time, you will never have time to study the word. That's the truth. You will never have time. Some people will say, oh, when they say something, they say, oh, you're already judging me. I'm not judging you. It's the word of God that judges. Praise the Lord. The word of God is there to guide us. So when you are not doing things in order, the word of God is there to judge you. Praise the Lord. So if I bet you are one of those, you don't have time to study your word, you want to pray for grace. Because it's very important that we study the word of God. The Bible says, study to make thyself approved. A man that did not need to be ashamed, so that you will not be ashamed. Praise the Lord. It is the word of God. We need the word of God to progress. It's our success lies in the word of God. It's not in any man. We know how to quote the book of Joshua 1 verse 8. It's our success is in the word of God. Praise the Lord. When you have the word of God, it helps you. So be patient. He said, those that wait upon the Lord, be ready. They shall do what? They shall be strong. Praise the Lord and do exploit for the Lord. We need the word. Study the word of God. If you are one of those, you have not even opened your Bible. You have some people, they have Bible. It's as clean as anything. Maybe it's still in the packet. Well, I wouldn't talk about that. I wouldn't say that is wrong, but because you have your phone. Some of us have the phone. I remember somebody telling me this year, actually, 3 months ago. He said, I don't have a Bible. I said, you have a phone? He said, yes. I said, but you can download. He said, is that true? I was surprised, a young person. And it's even an Apple. So I was trying to say, okay, even if you can, don't want to download it, you just type the book of Luke, which will come up. You can read it. Praise the Lord. So we want to pray for ourselves this morning. Because 2022, For those that know their Lord, they will do exploits. It's the truth I'm telling you. As the year goes by, we are getting close to the end time. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So it's left for us to choose what way we want to go. And I pray that we will not miss it in the name of Jesus. So if there's anyone that do not have time to study the Bible, in any time you want to study, that's when one text message, it happens. One text message, you just come and you just, I need to attend to this, or the phone will ring, or somebody is calling you, or you remember something. We want to pray today. Let's open our mouth and just pray first. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh Lord, against, oh Lord, every power of darkness that will stop us from studying your word in the name of Jesus. Father, give us grace, because open your mouth and give us grace to study your word. Because, oh Lord, your word is life in the name of Jesus. Father, oh Lord, it's in your word that we can build up our faith in the name of Jesus. Your word is a powerful weapon in the name of Jesus. You said your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. It is your word that will speak for things to be done in our lives, oh Lord. Father, give us grace to study your word in the name of Jesus. Give us grace in the name of Jesus. You are Alpha, your Omega. Give us grace, oh Lord. As many, oh Lord, that are having such trouble, oh Lord, Father, visit them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. This Sunday is the last Sunday in the year 2021. Praise the Lord. I want you to clap for Jesus that we are alive. We're going to pray for ourselves. Hallelujah. All right, you are welcome. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. And you are welcome. Amen. We're going to pray for ourselves. We have seen the last Sunday in 2021. We are going to see the last day and enter 2022 with joy in the name of Jesus. So we are going to open our mouth and pray. Father, we pray, Lord, you have made us to see the last Sunday in 2021. We are going to see the last day in the name of Jesus in 2021 and enter 2022 with joy in the name of Jesus. You need to open your mouth and pray for yourself, pray for your family. Sickness will not be our portion in the name of Jesus. But, oh Lord, this year will not go away with us, oh Lord. We shall enter 2022 in the name of Jesus. With joy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We want to pray for us men that are sick. We pray that the Lord will heal them. The Lord will visit them in the name of Jesus. Let's open our mouths and just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, men that are sick, oh Lord, heal them completely in the name of Jesus. Heal them completely in the name of Jesus. Father, heal them, oh Lord, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We shall not enter 2022 with sickness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we're good.
Amen.
We're also going to pray that 2022, we are going to enter with every member of our family in the name of Jesus. None will be missing in the name of Jesus. We shall not weep, we shall not mourn in the name of Jesus. Let's begin to open our mouth and pray. Every member of our family, we shall enter 2022 with joy, with everyone complete. None will be missing in the name of Jesus. None will enter with sickness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we'll pray. Hallelujah. We're also going to pray. We see the storm of COVID-19. Omicron, is the Omicron the new variant? Maybe tomorrow, Fatima Cron will come.
Fatima,
you
don't know.
You know, there are different names.
Delta
and those. Sorry, guys. Praise the Lord. We do not know so many, you know, but we want to pray that it will not come near us. In the name of Jesus. We want to pray. Even if some people it will not do anything to them. It will not harm us. So the prayer is that, Father, Lord, the storms of COVID-19 coming in various forms, Omicron, Fatima Cron, Father, in the name of Jesus, it will not affect us in the name of Jesus. Amen. You need to open your mouth and pray for yourself, pray for your family in the name of Jesus, pray for every member of the church, Father, in the name of Jesus. In whatever way it comes, oh Lord. Father, oh Lord, it will not destroy us in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, no one will die. No one will die, oh Lord, in the name of true COVID, true Omicron, in the name of Jesus. Father, oh Lord, none will perish. Concerning our families, concerning the church of God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I want to pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I want to just sing this song, then I'll round up. I have 2 more minutes. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah. For all you have done for us. Hallelujah. We are grateful. We are grateful, Lord, we are grateful, oh Lord, we are grateful, Father, we are grateful, oh Lord, hallelujah, for all you have done, for us, hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord,
but I would just say, bless your holy name. Thank you for making us to see the last Sunday in this year 2021, Lord. We thank you, Father. We bless your holy name, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, because you have caused us to see today, O Lord. You caused us to see the last day in 2021, O Lord. And you caused us to see 2022 in the name of Jesus. Father, O Lord, I pray concerning every family in this church, every member of the church in the name of that we are going to enter 2022. With joy in the name of Jesus. None will be missing the name of Jesus. With good health in the name of Jesus. Father, oh Lord, 2022 will be a year of upliftment for us. A year of promotion, oh Lord. A year, oh Lord, that Lord, our faith will increase in your word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is good.
Hallelujah.